the way my apartment is situated, it's like everything is at the perfect angle to bounce light from the windows in the other room into here. It's like that scene from The Mummy where they set up all the mirrors.
I haven't seen the mummy.
Oh, come on, man.
Maybe not ever.
What? Brendan Fraser?
I know the film.
Arnold Vosloo?
Who?
That's the guy who plays Prince Imhotep, the mummy.
Oh. I just remember like somebody either swallowing a beetle and it crawling above their bone structure.
Yeah.
And in their skin.
Yeah.
Beetles coming out of a person, like blah. Or was that, am I thinking of the roaches coming out of the mouth in Men in Black?
Both of those things happen in both of those movies.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the same movie. Actually, is it the same? No, it's not the same director. One is Steven Sommers, the other one is Barry Sonnenfeld. Ever told you I met Barry Sonnenfeld?
What did he say when he met you? Look at this fucking bitch.
Yeah, it was really weird. I'm like, Barry Sonnenfeld, why are you so aggro?
Shut up, pussy.
Yeah. And then we fought, but you know. And you know, he got me a few, but I tagged him a bit, you know. But I was with my buddy on the Conan used to film at the Fox lot?
No.
Warner Brothers?
Warner Brothers.
Yeah, so we're at the Warner Brothers lot. My buddy was playing for an artist that was performing on the show, and I went with him. And at lunchtime, we were walking around Warner Brothers, and Barry Sonnenfeld was just kind of standing there. And, like, Men in Black is one of my favorite movies, and so I know him from watching the special features. So I know what he looks like. And mm-hmm. I saw him. He had on, like, he was dressed like he was on safari. Like, he had on, like, a dress shirt with the sleeves rolled up. But then he had like a big like safari kind of like sun hat on. Like he looks like what you think of like a classic Hollywood director looks like.
Oh, with some horse riding boots.
Yeah, yeah. He had the big horn. Yeah, the big horn.
Background.
Yeah. Lights.
Yeah. Lights. Yeah. Camera. Action.
He really did have the big ass hat on though. It was crazy.
And cut. I was like, that's a wrap.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be in my trailer. Yeah, I was like, are you Barry Sonnenfeld? He's like, I am. And I was like, oh man, I'm a big fan. He's like, well, thank you. And I just kept walking.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was cool.
Nice interaction. What's the worst interaction you've ever had with a hero?
With a hero?
Or a celebrity?
So the worst for the celebrity is I was in at the Atlanta airport, and I was walking through the Atlanta airport, and Chris Jericho, the wrestler, who I think we talked about last time we talked.
I'm sick of talking about Chris Jericho. Yeah.
Actually, can we make this, every time we talk, can we just talk about Chris Jericho?
I don't know enough, because I don't like wrestling.
But I did see Chris Jericho. This was like a year or two ago. I saw him in the airport, and he was like sitting down eating, because you know the Atlanta airport has a huge food court. He was mm-hmm. sitting down eating, and he like literally had like ranch dressing like dripping from his mouth. Like I caught him kind of like mid. He had just taken the bite, so he hadn't chewed at all yet. And I was walking by, I was like, dang, that's Chris Jericho. And I had to go because I had a connecting flight, so I couldn't like stop and like say something. And plus, I'm never like the type of guy who's like, man, can I get a picture with you? Can I, you know, especially if he's like eating and stuff. So as I was walking by, I was like, hey man, I'm a big fan. That's my go-to line when I see a celebrity.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, thanks, buddy. Like mouthful of chicken sandwich. It was pretty funny.
Oh, that's nice.
I try to leave people alone. But it was super embarrassing for him because he's like, you know, he's a pro wrestler, supposed to be this big tough dude, and he had a mouthful of McChicken or whatever he was eating.
McChicken. Mouthful of McChicken. That if you get I like to get extra mayonnaise on my McChicken.
Do you?
Yeah. So
dang. Have you ever at Carl's Jr., have you ever had the their chicken sandwiches there?
Yeah, it doesn't live up.
Yeah. Have you had like their big expensive ones? Like the
No, I don't
scrape. The home style ranch chicken or whatever?
Listen, man. I don't stray
from the same thing every time.
Yeah, I get the same thing. I don't stray when I go to these places. And every time I do stray, like I strayed at Wendy's last week.
Okay, what'd you get at Wendy's?
So I called myself. Remember I called you on the phone? Uh-huh. I was just coming back from my consultation. And I called you on the phone and mm-hmm. I was like, I'm finna stop at Wendy's because you gave me guff because we're not supposed to be eating. Well, you're not supposed to be eating.
Now it's just me?
Yeah, it's just you. I'm keeping you accountable.
Yeah, but, okay.
I stopped at Wendy's. And Wendy's ain't really fast food, you know. It's just a little bit faster.
Yeah, it's quick.
It's quick.
Yeah. It's a little quick.
it got wheels.
Like, it got wheels.
But I was like, you know what? man, I got the rest of the day. I'm probably gonna have I'll do a shake for dinner that way, because it was still early. It was like 2 something.
And okay, that's true.
It was like, I'm like, it's 2 o'clock. I don't go to bed till 2 a.m. So I'm up another 12 hours. Like,
fast food don't feel as bad when it's earlier in the day.
yeah. If you eat it at night before you go to bed, you're like, I made a mistake.
Right,
like, on them drunken nights where you get to have the Uber driver stop you at Jack in the Box, but you want some? I'll get you some. Whatever you want, okay? Or queen, like, I'll get you. Yeah, go ahead, world. Yeah, it's your, I'll get you some. Whenever they take me up on that offer, I'm always looking at them a little stank too. Like, you wasn't supposed
right. to. Right. Now, don't come in here and wilding out like you ain't got no home training.
Oh, y'all. Like, one dude was like, I had like this younger guy, younger like Latino dude, like in like a souped up like Honda. And I was like, hey, man, can we stop at Jack in the Box real quick? Like, because I was already rapping to him, you know, you got to get him comfortable in the Uber.
Yeah.
But, I was already like talking to him, and I was like, hey man, you think we can stop at that Jack in the Box real quick? Man, I'm hungry as hell, man. We was out, you know, we was turning up, you know, okay. And he was like, oh yeah, sure thing, boss. Like,
yeah. Oh, where the looks?
No. He wasn't wearing no looks. It was nice.
Oh, okay.
But he was like, sure thing, boss, yeah. And so we pull in, and I was like, you know, he pull up the back window and like, hey, let me get, you know, my typical order at Jack in the Box when it's late at night and I'm trying not to go crazy. This is insane to even repeat. I'm trying not to go crazy at Jack in the Box. So I go, it's late at night. I go, let me,
I have a feeling you about to go crazy.
Yeah. Everything you do is amazing. Everybody watch you go crazy. And so I go, let me get a junior bacon cheeseburger because it's smaller. That's only 480 calories.
And then, as opposed to the ultimate bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah. So let me get a junior bacon, guy, because it's late. So I get a junior bacon cheeseburger. And
like, it's not also a bacon cheeseburger. Yeah. You know, it's late. Let me just get the junior bacon cheeseburger.
Junior bacon, because I ain't going to even. And I'll tell you something after this that's morally bad that I do with this food.
All right.
But. I get the junior bacon cheeseburger. I get 2 tacos, because you know they're two for $1. I get a small curly fry, and then I always let me get a medium peach Sprite, because you know they got the Coke machine that you can get the flavors.
With like the 100 different combinations. Yeah.
And so I get that peach Sprite. That's right, because they don't make.
I've never had a peach Sprite.
It don't exist. I made that up. Oh, that's me.
That's a Carl banger.
This is a nitty beat. Like, so that's a Carl banger right there. I made that up. Like, let me get that peach Sprite. And then I asked him, like, you want something? He's like, yeah, I guess I'll get her sourdough Jack meal if that's cool with a I'll do the peach Sprite too. And I was like, all right, man, that's cool. But you know,
I ordered off the dollar menu though.
Yeah, he got a meal. I'm like, you know this contends with your tip, right? you just ate your tip. You about to eat your tip.
Yeah. Just to let you know. Just to put you on notice.
Yeah.
That is funny. So what did you get from Wendy's that time that made you stray?
I went and got one of the spicy burgers because I was like, you know, I could use a little heat right now.
Yeah.
It was a colder day last week, you know, a little overcast. And I was like, let me get a little heat. And so I got the bacon.
Most people will opt for a bowl of chili, bowl of soup. Nah, let me just get a bacon cheeseburger, but make it spicy.
Let me get a jalapeno bacon cheeseburger.
Okay.
But they put like, I think they put the creamy sriracha or like some sort of like spicy aioli on that burger. That it just wasn't hitting like when I want a burger at Wendy's, I want mayonnaise and ketchup.
Yeah.
Those are the sauces that I want on a Wendy's burger. Just like at McDonald's and Burger King, I want ketchup and mustard on the regular cheeseburgers.
Right.
On the Whopper, of course, it's also mayonnaise and ketchup. That's my favorite topping on a burger, mayonnaise and ketchup.
Yeah, mayonnaise and ketchup is probably the best condiment combination for a burger, for sure.
Yeah.
Because even the Thousand Island dressing, most of the Thousand Island dressing is mayonnaise and ketchup.
Yeah. Yeah, with a little relish in it, I guess.
A little relish, yeah. But that's funny. You're a creature of habit when it comes to fast food.
Yeah, man. Because I straightened, I got home and I ate half the burger. And you know how I eat. I eat kind of like a bird.
And yeah, you peck at it for 3 hours.
Yeah. So I was eating the burger and I'm like, man, this is not what I wanted it to be. I should have just got my regular quarter pound like Wendy's cheeseburger. Because I don't like double. I don't like double patties. I don't like, you know, I like
Yeah, that's my go-to at Wendy's. I get the Dave's double meal with the fries and the drink. And if I'm feeling froggy, I get the chocolate frosty on the side.
Wendy's need to bring back the yellow shit.
What was
they
that?
They got like the cups and napkins.
Oh, like, you mean like is, the, yeah, like the cups?
They shit stuff? Is red and white now. They shit is red and white now. They need to bring back the yellow, like the yellow.
Yeah, I saw
cup,
a meme. Right, I saw a meme of that the other day. It was like, I'm this old. And it was like a picture of a Wendy's tray from like the 90s. And it had like, everything was yellow.
Yeah, everything yellow. And then you got your meal. Like I at Wendy's, I would get a junior bacon cheeseburger, which is like some of my favorite. Every restaurant has a good junior bacon cheeseburger. Not every restaurant, but like I love a junior bacon cheeseburger. But at Wendy's, I'm getting a sour cream, onion and chive, baked potato.
A little cup of chili.
I'm getting a spicy nuggets. No, I wouldn't get the chili because I would get the baked potato. You got to choose either or. You can't.
Oh, yeah. You can't. You couldn't do. Yeah. You can't. It's late.
Yeah. It's late. So I get a little junior bacon cheeseburger. I get the potato. You know what's crazy? We used to eat this shit before basketball practice. Like we
before
would all
going out and being active.
my senior year, we're on varsity and ain't none of us got like classes, we don't have to go to the 6-period basketball. So we literally, at lunchtime, we leave school and then don't come back till 3 when it's time for regular practice.
Right.
We would go to Wendy's and just, you know, back then, $6 at Wendy's could get you a hell of a meal.
Yeah, you was balling. You was eating like a king that day.
Yeah, we threw the new 4Gs on the Jeep that day. And we go to Wendy's, eat like crazy. Mm-hmm. And then just go run it off. No vomiting. Right. No, like if I were to eat like that now and then even just go for a light walk, I would be like,
my chest.
Yeah.
My chest.
My bloody chest.
Yeah, we, my senior year of high school playing football, there's a restaurant, there's like a drive through burger place in the IE called Baker's. It's called Baker's Drive-Thru. Mm-hmm. And we would go every Friday before the game. It became a ritual. We would leave school, 6th period. We would go to Baker's on the way to our buddy Joey's house because he had rich parents, so they had a big house. And so it was like basically the starting offensive line because I played O-line. We would all get in his Lexus because he had a Lexus. He had money. And we would go to Baker's, and I would get their double cheeseburger meal. And it would, but they had what they did these fries called half and half, or like Jack in the Box calls them half Z fries, where it's like half fries and half like hash browns.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Get that? No, it was good because they're like.
No, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying I ain't never heard of that. I usually do half fries, half onion rings.
Oh yeah, most places will have something like that, but to do half fries, half hash browns, like it's breakfast. You know, you stepping outside of your time zone. You know.
Yeah.
So I would get that, you know, drench them in ranch. And then Baker's had this, they have these Heinz ketchup packets that are, they're habanero ketchup. Oh, I don't know if you ever had that. It was fire. It was fire. So it's like a spicy ketchup, but it doesn't taste like sriracha. It just tastes like a spicy ketchup. It was fire. And then, yeah, we would go up to his house. And then on the way back, we would stop at the liquor store and get Rockstar energy drinks. We were wilding. And yeah, we would be hopped up on fast food, you know, a 44-ounce Coke because they were selling those back then at the drive-thrus, and then a big ass tall can of Rockstar Energy, and we would go play football. And I don't know how we didn't die.
It's really wild. We ate like shit.
Yeah,
and it's like now I eat one fry like very slowly, and I'm like 20 pounds heavier. But like we ate like dog shit in high school. Yeah. And I was just so lean. Oh, I used to be a gazelle.
Yeah, like, the body is different back then when you 17.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. Eat all this dog shit. And then like you got the one old man who's working behind the counter at Wendy's, he's just like mopping up. He's like, y'all ain't gonna be able to eat all like that in a couple years.
Shut your old ass up,
old man. Yeah. Shut the fuck up, old man. You see all this? Nigga, we killing it out here. The fuck are you talking about, old man? You don't know what you're talking about. I play football, basketball, baseball. I run track. Man, I can eat how I want to eat, you bitch ass old man. You mopping up a Wendy's, ho.
You probably got kids my age with your old ass.
Yeah, shut your old ass up. He's like, I'm 36. Shut the fuck up, you old bitch. Shut up.
Like being old is something to like demean somebody for.
Yeah.
Like we should be celebrating that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your old ass.
We should be giving him his flowers. Shut your old ass up. You ain't gonna tell me how to eat, bro. Matter of fact, hey, give me another round. Wendy. Yeah. Wendy. Wendy, is it? Give me another round. I'm about to eat another one of these. I'm about to eat another full ass tray.
Some old black lady behind the counter. I mean, my name is Wendy, but you didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Technically, it is Wendy, child, but you call me Miss Watkins.
Yeah, Wendy Watkins. That's funny. What's your favorite fast food place?
Has to be McDonald's.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So if you had to pick one fast food, you can only eat that one for the rest of your life, you would pick McDonald's?
Oh, shit, that's a good question. Hold on.
And I'm talking about basic fast food. We're not including like In-N-Out and Five Guys and all that.
Yeah. Taco Bell has such a vast menu.
That's true.
They going crazy. The other night, Taco
Everything
Bell
Everything they got do me. Is amazing.
Ain't nobody watch you go crazy. Taco Bell has such a vast menu.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's, I kind of keep it straight, but I'm also like a pickier eater. I know what I like. I don't ever order like the Artesian Chicken Club at McDonald's.
But you do get the McRib.
I do get the McRib. But that's seasonal.
But I think that, to me, like, I would never order that. Even if you were to tell me how good it was, I would never order that from McDonald's. I don't know.
You should try it. I got some heat for getting that McRib the other night. I think I was doing a pod. And you said
you were getting a McRib on
there? I'm going to McDonald's to get a McRib. And they were like, oh, man, Carl, you're so funny. I was like, ain't nobody joking.
That's not a joke.
That's not a joke. I'm not joking at all. I couldn't be more serious.
Now, do you eat the Filet-O-Fish from McDonald's?
When I'm trying to be healthy.
When it's late?
When it's late. You know, I can't get nothing too heavy right now. It's late.
Let me get this
Filet-O-Fish. You know, because I'm just going to scar. Or no. See, I don't get the Filet-O-Fish when it's late. When it's late, I'll get two cheeseburgers. You know, because they small. I won't get the Big Mac. I get two cheeseburgers when it's late.
Look at our logic.
Yeah.
Look how we justify it. It's small.
Yeah, it's small. It's called fat person logic. When I get when I go to McDonald's for like a quick lunch, like if I got a meeting, like yeah. You know, listen, I've got a meeting with executives at the Fox lot in 45 minutes. I don't have time, but I'm all starving. Let's stop at McDonald's, get a fish filet.
Carl, there's a Tender Greens on the lot. It's right
fuck
next
that,
door
fuck
to the
office. No. Carl, they're giving you lunch in the meeting. Yeah. No. I must eat now. I can't go into the meeting famished.
Carl, there's a Panera Bread is catering. Like, it's free. We're giving it to
yeah,
you.
Yeah. I do like Panera.
Do you?
What I get at Panera is I get the big kid grilled cheese and the tomato soup.
I've never had that.
They tomato soup is hitting.
Is it?
They tomato soup is Derek Jeter out here. That shit is good.
It's Barry Bonds.
It's Barry Bonds out here. Tomato soup is Barry Bonds.
I've never been a Panera Bread kind of guy. Like, it's cool. It's just too expensive for what it is. I know money is not a problem for you. But,
Excuse me. Achoo. $20.
So McDonald's. You think you would eat that every day, or like if you could only eat one, you would eat that?
Man, I hate to betray them, but I might have to rock with the bell. I might have to go south of the border. What they used to say back in the 90s.
Where's the Lokes?
No. You're not going to do this to me.
That's interesting. I think I'd probably choose McDonald's just because, like, it feels the most familiar. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Although McDonald's, honestly, is probably the most inconsistent fast food place I've ever been to.
There are McDonald's that are bad and there are McDonald's that are good.
For sure. Like, sometimes you get McDonald's and it's amazing. Sometimes you get it like, this is trash. Right? Sometimes they go crazy.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's whack. Sometimes it's very whack.
Yeah. I've gotten McDonald's where I'm like, how long has this been sitting out? You know what? McDonald's in Europe?
Uh-huh.
Trash.
It's trash?
I lost 40 pounds when I lived in Amsterdam for that year.
Uh-huh.
Riding bikes, not eating fast food. Because, first of all, they don't believe in lines over there. So you would go into the restaurant and it's just a cacophony of people.
Just chaos.
You'd be standing there the whole time. Mm-hmm. Like, cool, I'm next. You see, I know what I'm about to get. How am I going to order this? Big Mac and
Royale with cheese.
Yeah, Royale with cheese. They called it a quarter pounder.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know what they do. I don't know what they do in France. They might, because he said that was in France.
Oh, that's true.
And that's true. It was called a quarter pounder. But even though they don't use pounds over there, but they still called it a quarter pounder, I think.
Do they drive on the same side as we do or the opposite side?
Yeah, in Amsterdam they do. They
on the same side?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I remember this night. It was one of the worst nights I had over there because I was hating it over there. And there was a couple nights that involved fast food over there. That was two of the worst nights. I was having a terrible night. I wanted to go home real bad. I'm in line in McDonald's for a super long time, super long. Mm-hmm. And I'm letting all these people go and they're ordering this because it's in the touristy area. That's where the McDonald's is. They don't have them just like on corners and shit. Like
you got to go in the mall.
Yeah, you got to go in the touristy area.
Yeah.
And man, I'm standing there and I'm ready. I'm finally about to get up and this old ass Dutch lady just cut me in line. I'm like, hey. And she just ignores me. And I can't beat this old lady ass. And so.
Not get away with it.
Yeah, not get away with it. But I was so mad. I was hot, bro. I was like, why don't these people fucking believe in lines? And I said that out loud. Like, I was like, I'm going to be loud American right now. Like,
that's funny.
It's called a line for a reason, lady. Like, and I'm just pissed. I'm in a bad headspace. Then I get my meal, and I get a quarter pounder with cheese meal. And it is the most zapped, heat lamp like, meal.
Zapped.
That I took one bite of the burger and had one hard fry and threw that shit in trash.
Dang.
Trash. Yeah, the next time, same line situation at Burger King. I get a whole meal. I don't have much money because they wasn't paying us correctly at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got that much money. I spent my last little bit. Like, I want to go home so bad. It's raining like crazy outside. And I like the rain, but we don't get rain in LA. So, like, when it rains here, it's like a nice day. Over there, it was raining every single day. And I'm on this fucking bike. I'm drenched. I'm cold. Like, I just want to go home. And I get this meal from Burger King, and I get everything I want. And I this is one of my worst moments I'm about to share with you.
Okay.
I get this meal, get it outside, take it, get on my bike, start riding. You ring your bell when there's people around. Like,
to let them know you're coming?
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. This motherfucker walking in front of me, kind of drunk, walking with his girl, like little swoop-haired Dutch white dude.
Yeah.
And he's walking. Ding, 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 ding. He not moving. Turn around, see me, keep walking in my path. I try to swerve out of the way. Rain get my tires. Clack, 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 clack. Shit. Pah. Burger King meal that I spent, because Burger King was expensive over there. All my money. That last $10 I had to spend on Burger King.
Your hard-earned ducat.
Hard-earned euros.
Uh-huh.
On the ground. I am hot.
Uh-huh.
This motherfucker says to me, kike out, idiot. Kike means look.
Okay.
He was saying, look out, idiot. Because I fell, like almost hitting him. I got up and I pinned this dude against the wall. I said, you kike the fuck out. I was so mad. And then I just started crying. And he's like, okay, sorry.
I started crying.
Bro, I was devastated. Because I was about to beat the dog shit out of this guy.
In front of his girl.
I just grabbed him by the collar, slammed him up against the wall. You made me drop all my goddamn food. Like, I was hot, bro. I was furious. And I don't act like that.
Yeah. I can't imagine being that desperate to just enjoy something that you're familiar with.
I just wanted to enjoy my Whopper meal that was too expensive. I just wanted to enjoy my shit.
Damn.
And, man. That was one of the worst nights. That was one of the worst nights. Because I didn't have no more money to go back.
Yeah. You should eat a Whopper every day now just to let people know how you living and how far you came.
Yeah, how far I came from that terrible night.
I eat a Whopper every day.
I eat a Whopper every...
Yeah. I eat a Whopper every day is what Carl Tart would have said had he lived at the age of 32.
Oh my gosh. Nah, I don't even like that. That I like fast food a lot, but it's more of a convenience thing.
Yeah,
like,
and a comfort thing.
Yeah.
And it's familiar.
You know, you just know what you're gonna get. Like,
yeah.
I don't mind going to the we in quarantine now. I don't mind going to the grocery store and buying some food up. But sometimes you look in that fridge and it's like, I'm not trying to thaw out these broccoli florets. This chicken breast gonna take too long.
Yeah. And I'm not the type of person like there's people who will like go to the grocery store and like, what should we eat tonight? And they like try something new.
Yeah.
Like I'm the same type. I like to go to the store once a week or sometimes twice a month and get the same things I always get. Like,
yeah, get everything you need.
Yeah. There's stuff I like to eat. Like, what am I going to have this week? The same thing I had last week.
Try and take over the world. No, I have started to do the single meal thing because I live near Trader Joe's. And so I'll drive by to Trader Joe's. And if the line is cool to get in, you know, I'll get out and I'll go in and I'll, you know,
right.
get a quick, like, you know, Brussels sprout and like a piece of salmon or something like that. And I'll be like, okay, cool. Like, I'm going to eat this. Like, it's healthy. You know, it awards me some extra drinking calories for the night. So, you know, but if the line is long at Trader Joe's, and I'm not going to Ralph's or Vaughn's, like, because those are out of the way. And it's hard to get in and out of the parking lot when you have a huge vehicle. And so, like, I'm just like, I'm finna stop at this McDonald's and I'm finna call it a night.
You don't ever do like Instacart or anything like that?
No. That costs too much money.
Oh, does it? I've never done it. I live too close to a grocery store to do that.
It costs too much money. It's just, I understand. I've done the Postmates and the DoorDash and stuff. But I told you what happened to me on DoorDash that night where I ordered some Chinese food off of DoorDash. This was Christmas night, actually. Yeah.
I think so. What happened?
I ordered some food on Christmas Eve or something like that. I ordered some Chinese food off of DoorDash. They canceled the order on DoorDash, so I went to Postmates ordered from another place. And then I get a call. And my food show up, and I'm like, oh, cool. And I'm eating it, and I'm like, huh, it's interesting. Because the Postmates guy says he's still out for delivery. Then I get another call. Hey, I'm outside. I'm like, oh, man, now I got so much Chinese food. I was able to go and give it to one of the unhoused kings outside. You know.
Oh, there you go. Bet that felt good.
Nah, man, I hated it. I said, look, I don't want to be doing this. I want to throw this shit in the trash.
But you caught me in a rough situation.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I normally wouldn't be doing this.
Yeah. I want to throw this shit in the trash just to show y'all how much money I got because I came a long way. I'm out the soil, the dirt, the mud.
But my mama told me not to ever waste food.
Yeah. So here's a great meal.
Every time you move slightly to the right, that the dude on the escrow box face poked through and it looks funny. the other way. Yeah. Who is that guy? Like, what's he doing now?
You know, his name is Darrell.
What's he doing now? What's Darrell's life like now?
He work at a bank. He still got the same ass girl, but it's a little gray now. No.
He got kids.
Man, you look familiar. Hey, man, yeah, can I get, can I deposit? I want to deposit this. And yeah, can I want to deposit this and I want to get out 150. And can I get that in 20s and a 10, please?
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, man, don't I know you from somewhere?
Here, maybe? I don't know.
Nah, I don't ever come to this bank. This is on the wrong side of town. I know you from somewhere. I can't put my finger on it.
You might have seen me on the escrow box.
That's what it is. God damn, what you was like, can I get a picture? I'm a big fan, bro.
There's a lot of glass in between us. I don't think my manager would be cool with that.
Well, let me come back there. Let me come back there and take a picture.
Nah, you know, we can't really let you do that. You know, security might put a couple shots in you if you did something like that.
Oh, so now you threatening me, Darrell, in the escrow box? You saying that I'm going to get shot? That's what you saying, Darrell?
I'm saying, never I don't want to be heroes, held responsible man. For whatever
never
happened.
Never meet your heroes, I tell you that much. Never.
Come back, you forgot your money.
No. Oh, I'll be back. You leave that here. Because there'll be more where that came from.
Make sure I'm going to get shot when I come back. All that shit you was talking a second ago, make sure you keep that energy when I get back here.
You know he got like a raspier voice because he used to smoke the occasional cigarette.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. LeBron looking good out there with them Lakers, though.
Yeah. Man, we should look up what happened to the guy in the escrow box.
Well, one of them looked like Flex Alexander. You remember
Flex Alexander?
Yeah, that's
sometime they be like a younger guy too. This guy was a little older.
Yeah, regular texturizer, not the super kind. See, I'm wearing my Saints hat because.
Yeah, congratulations, man.
On what? We lost.
On Drew Brees' retirement.
Congratulations. That's not a good thing.
I mean, it's a celebration, right?
It's a celebration.
It's a celebration.
Celebration. He played with us for a lot of years. Got us a Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
You know that NFC Championship Sunday? I think we might have been on the Saturday game that day.
Mm-hmm.
The first day I took an improv class.
Really?
Yep.
It's crazy. That's an important day in history for you.
Yeah. Yeah. My first improv class was the day that we was in either the divisional round or it was the divisional round.
Yeah, but it's the divisional round of the NFC South.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I mean, you know, that's like having a birthday in jail.
That's interesting. That's interesting that you say that because you are a Cowboys fan and the NFC East.
Hold on now. The NFC East is trash right now, but the NFC East has not always been trash.
It's been trash for at least the last 25 years.
That's not true. That's not true. You remember the years when Donovan McNabb was on the Eagles, when Eli Manning was on the Giants? Like, that was good NFC East football. Come on, man.
Well, I'm going to get off the phone now.
Oh, so you don't like truth, huh?
No, my dad's calling me.
Queen Lizzo says truth hurts.
I'll talk to you later.
All right.